Trees don't need to be in a forest to help combat climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Will Berylson, Paxson Oldfield Professor of Earth Sciences, Environmental Studies, and Spatial Sciences at the University of Southern California, Dornsife, looks at reducing emissions in urban areas.
As urban climate change worsens urban heat and pollution, trees do more than provide shade. They absorb CO2 emissions. Our research offers a model for cities to measure how much CO2 their trees capture. In a densely populated part of LA, we found trees working harder than expected. During the spring and summer, they absorb up to 60% of CO2 emissions. Annually, they take up about 30%. We deploy 12 high-resolution carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide sensors across a 14-mile by 4-mile area encompassing downtown LA to track CO2 movement in real time. We call this array the Carbon Census. We mapped how local greenery offsets fossil fuel emissions. Traditional estimates rely on fuel cells, traffic data, or single-point sensors. Our approach measured CO2 directly, providing an accurate long-time average and localized view of how CO2 measured doesn't always equal the amount of CO2 produced. Think of emissions like passengers on a train. Pollution moves through the city. Some gets picked up, some gets dropped off. Our array of sensors captured this process in action. Surprisingly, trees absorb the most CO2 in summertime. Despite LA's dry climate, irrigation, groundwater from leaky pipes, and drought-resistant trees keep the city's greenery active during these warm months. But trees can't alone keep up. CO2 levels still spike during rush hour, underscoring the need for clean energy and public transit. In LA, we're expanding the Carbon Census array, and we believe this real-time monitoring can help cities worldwide keep track of emissions and maximize urban greenery's impact. Nature is helping, but we can't expect it to do all the work.
That was Will Berylson of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.